From the University of Akron, it's the Black Male Summit.
Woo!
Tabiti Boone is a participant of the Black Male Summit. He's President Obama's White House fatherhood champion and representative. Tabiti, I'm sorry, I always mess up your name. I just saw you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we was down in Richmond, Virginia.
Where's that microphone? Yeah. Yeah, talk.
Yeah, we was down in Richmond, Virginia a couple of weeks ago celebrating Ms. Angela Patton's Date with Dads weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was an honor to share that platform with you, with all those dads having
and
a good
time.
And
so now here we are with the 2016 Black Male Summit. What are you doing for the Black Male Summit?
Well, one, I just want to thank Mr. Lee Gill and the entire University of Akron team in terms of putting together this 8th, 9th annual Black Male Summit.
Is this your first time?
This is my first time, Brother Joyner. And so I just thought it was a great opportunity while we're having this conversation, you know, in our country around what is going on with our black boys. So I thought it was very important that the work of the president and the president's initiative and platform on fatherhood should be a part of this prestigious conference. And so I'm here to kind of speak about the president's platform. I'm here to speak about specifically the role of fathers in the development of black boys.
What are you saying about the role of fathers and black boys?
Well, one, you know, in our country, we need to constantly be reminded that boys cannot be developed and raised properly to be the young men that we expect them to be without first recognizing the value and important role that fathers play in their lives. And certainly, you know, we've been dealing with this issue of a crisis of fatherhood in our country, where Brother Joyner, we have, you know, over 24 to 30 million children that wake up every morning. That's 1 out of 3 kids without having the benefit of a father in life. And then when you look at the African-American community, that's 2 in 3. You being a wonderful father that you are, so you know the value of you being a dad in the life of your kids, especially your boys.
Yeah.
So the president saw it very important under his administration that with all the things he got going as the president, that he wanted himself to address this issue of fatherhood, which he personally have dealt with the absence of his father.
Yeah, and what about and what about your history?
Well, you know, my history is very, very unique. I was born to a 13-year-old mother, raised in Brooklyn. My father was 21 years old, a street hustler. So that kind of dynamic between my parents certainly was an unhealthy situation.
Was he in the home?
No, my father's not in the home. He's more in the streets, hustling.
Oh, okay, so when you speak to these kids today about the presence of a father.
You know, whereof you speak.
Yeah. You turned out pretty good.
Well, that's a good question. That's the presumption that a lot of people have, even when they look at the president. Well, he's the president of the United States. But one of the things the president shares with us, and he shares repeatedly, is that with all his success, he still at times reflect on that emotion of just not having that father in his life. So again, we all strive, we achieve as black men, we're successful, but we still have to make sure that as we cope and deal with this issue, personally, with fathers in our own lives, we have to make sure that we're intact with that. So there are days, whether it's Father's Day, whether it's moments where I say, you know what, I wish I would have had that life lesson from my father. So certainly I'm successful. We're all successful. We're teaching our boys to thrive. But certainly we want to make sure that part of that thriving has to come from the fact that every opportunity for boys to be with their fathers, we have to make sure that that's in place.
Are you a father?
Yes, sir.
How many children?
I just have a daughter. My daughter's 32 years old. And the thing that propelled me in this work, even with the president taking interest in me to become his champion and representative, I took my daughter with me coming out of high school as a promising New York City basketball player. I took my daughter with me to college at the University of Florida to raise her.
Wow.
As a single dad, balancing basketball, my academics, pledging, and raising my daughter on that campus.
Oh, what did you pledge?
I pledged one of the best fraternities out here, Omega Psi Phi.
Omega Psi Phi.
So certainly I know that even...
And did she know better not to marry a Q?
She thought about it. I tell you this.
My mama, my mama tell you this, married Sybil, a Q, and look how I turned out.
I tell you this.
A Q.
He's not an Omega man. He has a Omega men tendencies. So
nice.
I'm very happy with my son-in-law. But I will say this. Even at 18, 19 years old, and having the challenge of the absence of my father, and again growing up in the rough streets of Brooklyn where you didn't have much visual positive men, I still knew when I became a father and my daughter's mother was not ready to be a mom, I still knew there was something personal compelling in me to say, you know what, I got to step up and I got to take responsibility. I don't know if it's going to be right or wrong, how it's going to turn out, but I at least need to step up and do the right thing. And my daughter is counting on me. And that's the thing fathers have to recognize. It's not about you. It's about the children that are looking at you and counting on you and holding you accountable to make sure that you're there in their lives.
Did you have a man, a neighbor, a friend of the family, anybody when you were growing up that gave you that impetus to, and to know that you needed to take control of your daughter's life?
Yeah, there was, as honest as I can be, you know who was really keeping me on the right path? It was the street hustlers, the street corner guys, the guys in the neighborhood saying, you're one of the ones that's going to make it out, that's going to
do be
the
like
right
me,
thing.
Huh?
Well, don't be like them, but also they were the ones that were seeing hope in me. But I tell you, Brother Johnny, going back to this fraternity reflection, my high school coach, when I tried out for the basketball team as a ninth grader, didn't know he was an Omega man at the time, but he was my coach. And he was more than just my basketball coach, but he was my mentor. Still to this day, at 86 years old, we're still in each other's lives, and he's an Omega man. So he's been like a father figure and mentor to me to kind of keep me on the right path in the absence of my father.
See what Omega will do for you. See what Omega will do for you. That's right.
That's a beautiful moment.
All right.
It really is. Let's go.
To Beattie Boone, and part of the Black Male Summit 2016.